This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana legislature has passed a bill of $100 million to start paying teachers more in Montana. The legislature's high-profile STARS Act, House Bill 252, quickly emerged as a top policy priority this session for a broad coalition of Republicans, Democrats, and public education advocates. The bill's key feature is a significant increase in state funding for school districts that raise beginning teacher salaries to better align with their average teacher pay. And House Bill 252 includes a slate of other provisions providing additional financial support for trades-based credentialing and dual credit opportunities for students. It also allows school districts in areas with high housing costs to raise more local money for teacher housing. Though the STARS Act has attracted opposition votes from several Republican lawmakers critical of Montana's public school system, verbal debate against it was virtually non-existent in the lead-up to its passage. Prior to its final appearance on the Senate floor, the bill cleared the chamber's Finance and Claims Committee on a unanimous vote April 18th. House Bill 252 wasn't the only proposed change to state education funding to advance in recent weeks. Several bills have passed both chambers, including a bill that would replace school district-specific levies that generate the local share of funding for schools with county-wide levies in an effort to distribute financial pressure more evenly among property taxpayers. And House Bill 567 will allow school districts within the same county to share the costs of certain educational equipment and resources. Another bill will enhance federal funding for career and technical education in Montana middle schools. House Bill 509 would expand state loan assistance eligibility for public school teachers. House Bill 266 resolves a long-standing dispute over inflationary increases, allowing the legislature and the State Office of Public Instruction to make adjustments above a 3% cap. And in a surprise twist on April 17th, the Senate revived a handful of proposed public education policies that appeared stalled out in the chamber's Education Committee. The bills tackled a range of state funding increases for school lunches, school building maintenance, and special education programs for preschool-aged children with disabilities. One by one, a bipartisan majority of senators approved bypassing the committee's votes that previously tabled the measures, blasting them to the Senate floor for consideration. The committee chairman, Senator John Fuller, Republican of Kalispell, grew visibly frustrated with the development, echoing concerns raised by other Republicans about the increased state costs associated with the proposals and criticizing the treatment of his committee. Four of those bills passed with a working majority of 9 moderate Republican senators and 18 Democratic senators for a vote of 27-23 time and time again, to the dismay of the more conservative Republican leadership in the Senate. Another important school funding bill, House Bill 483, directs surplus funds from the so-called 95 mills, a revenue stream designed to equalize state funding between tax-base-rich and tax-base-poor districts, to reduce local levies for teacher retirement and school busing. Montana State University's Q-Core Center is advancing quantum particle research across the state. At EngineWorks on Montana State University's Innovation Campus sit the only 2 quantum computers of their kind in the state, the beginning of an ambitious and perhaps revolutionary research effort in Bozeman. Director Jane Morrow says, Q-Core, a new center here at Montana State University, is where we're looking at opportunities to expand and increase the quantum supply chain. A $26.7 million grant from the U.S. Air Force funded the purchase of Montana State's 2 quantum computers. Quantum physics deals with very small particles, even smaller than the parts that make up atoms. MSU scientists are researching how to manipulate these particles to make faster, more precise electronics for the quantum supply chain in computers and medical equipment. The research at MSU in Bozeman could help scientists address complex problems emerging in society. Some of the effort around quantum computing includes demystifying quantum science for public understanding. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.